If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Mental Illness. I'm your favorite mentally ill podcast host, Damon Hammack, your favorite sufferer of narcissistic personality disorder, NPD, mental health issues, all that kinds of good stuff. If this is your first podcast, this is my story about how I deal with my mental illness, how I process things, and just how I go about my daily routine. So I'm actually, today I'm going to talk about the book I want to be writing, and then I'm also going to talk about some other stuff, but I'm actually about to write a book. I'm thinking about writing a book from the perspective of my perspective, kind of like what I do on this podcast, but in book form, about my upbringing, about my relationships, about a little bit about everything, just like how I've been going about living my life as a narcissist before I realized that I was a narcissist, and then progressing to the point where I am now. So it's going to be an interesting book. It's not going to be an autobiography. It's going to be an interesting book, point of view, different chapters and things like that. So there's nothing out there like this from the perspective of someone like me. Most of the stuff, most of the literature that's all about NPD is from like psychologists and stuff like that, just kind of give you the symptoms, giving you how people process it, and giving you things like that. There's nobody out there actually, you mean, given the perspective like I'm going to do it. So I'm excited about that. It's coming to her pretty soon. I'm probably starting tonight, maybe. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to do it. But thanks God it's Monday, though, y'all. It's fucking Monday now. I'm just, hey, it was a crazy weekend. My kids are with their grandma. And, I've just been hanging out, chilling. I mean, literally just got a bunch of work done and relaxed and just processed things. I got to go get them this afternoon. So I'm going to try to get as much work done as I can before I go get them. And just, you know, I don't know, maybe this is not just coming from the narcissistic point of view, but whenever I get alone time, because I'm always, my schedule is pretty much dedicated to other people. Like, sometimes I don't want to work, even if I'm way behind. Sometimes I just want to enjoy my, like, time by myself and my time doing nothing. You know what I mean? So it's just like, when I do that, I'll get behind and then I'll start to stress and stuff like that. I was doing it yesterday. I relaxed, took me a nap, chilled, and then I caught myself, and I snapped out of it. I got a bunch of shit done. You mean, I took pictures and stuff like that for my eBay business, over 60 items, 70 items maybe. Keep that thing moving, keep it popping and whatnot. But, you know, I don't know, life is just taking me in different directions, and I just feel like big decisions and things are coming up here pretty soon. That's like tough decisions, things like that, how I want to live my life, and the next progression, the next step. But, I mean, maybe, I don't know. My therapy session got me thinking a lot, man. I mean, that's what it's supposed to do, though. You know, it's fucking therapy. You want to, I really just do the therapy because it makes me feel better. And I feel like I'm a 100% different person. And my family can attest to this. I feel like I'm a totally different person. But I feel like I'm more of who I'm supposed to be because of therapy. Like, I've kind of, like, if you listen to the previous podcast, I'm turned into the skid. I'm like turned into who I'm. You mean I stopped trying to run away from my narcissism and just absorbed it. I mean, just kind of take it at face value and trying to become a better person by using that. At the same time, so it's helped me to process it and to progress forward in my daily activities, my daily life, my daily struggles and stresses and things like that. So that's the point I'm on now, is that. You know, people have been reaching out to me, asking me questions about narcissism. Like I said, my mental illness and how therapy has changed me. I will tell everybody, I feel like black people, just as a whole, I feel like there's a stigma to therapy overall, but I feel like black people, more along the lines of black people, that people will just tell you toughen up. And people will use your crazy, because as a narcissist, the main emotion I used to feel was like, I still do, is like fucking rage. You know what I mean? So the rage lead to a lot of me fighting and shit like that. And people would love that. Like, hey man, some shit pop off, go get more because he crazy as hell. He'll fight. Which I love to, I used to love to fight. I love getting mad. It sounds weird, but getting mad, like, made me feel extremely, extremely powerful. Maybe it felt, I mean, getting mad still does. It's like a high. And just like screaming and just losing control. But when I get fucking, when I get into that narcissistic rage, it's like, I'm still present. I'm still there. But it's, I mean, I'll take a back seat to something else. Not somebody else, it's something else. It's like some kind of black, it's like tinted. My view, my vision becomes tinted. My views become tinted and shit like that. And it's just like, it's just crazy. And I've had a few people reach out to me on Facebook and others like Instagram and things like that, asking me, I mean, how I would process certain situations. Like, what if this happened to you? What if that happened to you? And I tell them the truth. I'm like, look, this is what I'll do. This is how I will react. I mean, I hold fucking grudges. I really hold grudges. I've learned to let stuff go. Therapy has helped me to kind of realize that you need to let stuff go. And it's hard letting stuff go as a narcissist because I like anger and fucking rage and jealousy and stuff like that, that motivates me. It makes me want more. It makes me want to be better. So it's hard to let go of things like that and try to find something better. But I have realized, you mean, that being coming from a point of positivity and helping, wanting to help others has tremendously affected my life in a good way. Like, it's empowered me to be stronger and become a better person overall. And that's what I really, really love, you know. So I'm gonna keep fighting for it. I'm gonna keep pushing forward and things like that, just to become a better person overall, and just to kind of, you know. But like, I hope everybody out there has, like, if you are still like dealing with like a cloud of your life, and you feel like you just, you mean, you feel like you, there's something different about you, you just can't put your hand on it. You might have a personality disorder. You might have some kind of mental illness, and there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like people hide their mental illness because they feel like people will judge them, which they probably will. You mean, because like, especially telling people I was a narcissist. You know how hard it was coming out telling people I had narcissistic personality disorder, and like all the literature and people have been named narcissists are fucking tearing people apart. They're like, we're fucking predators. You know what I mean? We really, really are predators. We're like apex fucking predators. Like, that's what we do. We hunt. We fucking take motherfuckers out, and we just, you know, we hunt for weak people. Like, weak people, like, because are the worst victims of narcissists, because they, like, they're just, you know, women with daddy issues and things like that. They just, we just get those. And we hunt them out, and they are attracted to us. They literally are attracted to us because, like, man, it could be bravado, it could be looks, I mean, it could be just how we talk. But being a narcissist, I literally listen and analyze everything that people say to me. And I mean, if there's something damaging, I can hold on to it and use it later to damage them if they try to damage me. So it's like, it's kind of like that. Like, okay, you gonna hurt me? I got this to hurt you. If you come at me later on with some bullshit, I got this. You should have told me that. Oh, wow, you told me that? And people are just unnecessarily trusting of me. I was like, they don't even know me. Why are you telling me all this? But, I mean, I just know that I'm a chameleon, you know what I mean? So I can literally like blend in with any crowd, and I'll make you trust me to the point where you want to tell me that type of stuff. You want to give me that type of information because it makes you, you know, you trust me. Yeah, I love it. Everybody says it's like a superpower being a narcissist sometimes. Like, anyways, y'all, I'm gonna cut this thing short. It's over the 8 minute mark. I know I've been rambling a little bit today, but like, it's been a strange weekend. Strong weekend. Anyways, y'all, if y'all are literally suffering, if you feel like you're something different, go to therapy. Talk to me. You mean, I can be reached at demonhammock@gmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook at Mental Healness, like the same name as the podcast. I have a page on Facebook you can send me a message on. I'll go back and forth, which I've talked to a few people on there. Hey, add me on the regular Facebook, demonhammock. You mean, like I said, I'm an open book. Anyways, y'all, I love y'all. Do not suffer in silence, because silence is where you go to die. Love you. Peace.